moment, we're going to say a little prayer as we close. And after the prayer, I want you to just crumble up a piece of paper, throw it away, take a match to it and burn it, whatever. Because whatever it is, it's gone. You have given it to God because God has forgiven us. And we can make a human choice to forgive. Some of us need to start at the beginning again. I start over a lot. We desperately need to be forgiven by God. We're a prodigal son or a prodigal daughter. We've all strayed from God. So this day we take this moment to say, God, I'm coming home. Just know that He's scanning the horizon, waiting for you to come with His arms outstretched. I picture the cross all the time when I see Jesus' arms outstretched. It's like the little Jesus doll sitting down here this morning, His arms was outstretched as He welcomed the kids. So, Father, Your word sometimes can be disturbing. It strips us right to the core at times in our lives. And we need to make nice sometimes with everybody else. And sometimes we think, well, we're not really hurting, or we're not really angry, or we're not really bitter. But, Lord, You know our hearts. You know the depths of our soul. And thank You for not being repulsive and revolting about our own dark places in our soul. Thank You for being the Father of grace and love and mercy, welcoming us back. Now, God helps us today to release the guy, the woman, these people. Father, I pray a special prayer for all of them. We know we don't deserve it, but we thank You for Your gift, the debt that's been paid.